Okay, so Marcy, you're going to tell us about services that you signposted the lady with MS to.
Yes, I signposted the lady with MS to a project called ADA that are in the process of setting up a knitting and sewing club for women, so that women from different backgrounds, different faiths can come together and knit and sew. And also, I believe the same organisation does some OCR-type accredited training courses, so the typing would come under that. I also gave her the information for an organisation called Imagine, who are always on the lookout for volunteers, and they support adults with mental health issues. So I thought that might be something that would interest her also. So I need to check in with her probably next week to find out whether or not she made contact and whether or not she found it useful, because that's something else the project asks us as community builders to do, is to in a fortnight, for example, is to sort of make contact with those that we've signposted and just see whether or not they took up the service or not.
And do you sometimes signpost to one of the family navigators?
I've not actually had anyone come in that needed signposting to the navigators. However, today I did actually have a mum who I did refer to one of the navigators, Homestart, because she's a mum who has just started studying part-time, and one of her little ones is three, who she has at home. She doesn't meet the criteria for a free nursery place. So I just thought that Homestart would be an organisation that would maybe be able to offer her some support in the home, so that, you know, she could possibly do some college work while a volunteer, you know, is either reading, playing with her little girl, so that she could get something done and, you know, just not make her feel so alone, I guess.
And how do you feel about being based here in the surgery?
I could talk about this all day. No, I love it. I feel as though I've been working at the surgery for years. I actually feel like part of the staff, as even though I'm, you know, with Croydon Family Power, I actually feel as though I'm a Selhurst Medical Centre member of staff. The staff are great. They're welcoming. They're warm. The doctor actually invites me into the end of month meetings that all the staff have, which is very interesting. I have access to the surgery PC, so I use that. I can pull the map up on that if I need to. I also got given a list of patients from the doctor that the doctor felt would benefit from the service we're offering. So I also get to use the surgery phone to make appointments for, you know, people to come in and see me at an allotted time, which is really quite helpful. So yeah, it's wonderful. I've been made to feel extremely welcome.
Good. And finally, you obviously know the area quite well, but if you can tell us a little bit more about how you find out about what's going on, so that you can then signpost other people.
Yeah, I'm local, so I like to think I know the area quite well. But having said that, being given the asset map has made me realise that I actually don't know my area at all. Well, not as much as I thought I did. You know, you've got all these little pockets of projects that are hidden, but they're not hidden. It's because I didn't know about them. And the asset map has just shown me how many projects there are that people can access, and I believe there are over 400 different community projects that can be accessed by the community. Having the asset map just brings that to light, so I can show parents when I'm talking to them what there is to offer within the community, so north of the borough. So if somebody, you know, wants fitness for their son or daughter, you know, there are projects on the asset map that, that, you know, I can signpost them to. So, you know, you have things like Kickstart, which is a local project. You have Game Changer, which is a new local project that can all be accessed, you know, and they range, they have different age ranges, but there's just, there's so much. There are, you know, crafts and gardening and edible gardening. So there's just so much that people can access. It's a really good tool to have.